listening to Wellness Wednesday, a show about health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. This week, Mind Over Mayo with the Bethel Regional High School.
This is the Mind Over Mayo podcast. I'm Jackson. I'm a sophomore, and I play basketball, wrestling, and cross country. I like to play those sports, and I think weightlifting helps me a lot because being stronger and being faster gives me an advantage. And that's where I think, though, why I first started working out. Yeah,
My name is Royce Akihohe. I'm a sophomore. I do wrestling, basketball, and that's pretty much it. And I work out because it helps with wrestling because you got to have some muscle to throw some people around and go longer with them, and yeah.
Remember when you got thrown around and went 2-0 at state, and you got thrown four times?
Yeah, that's why I got it. I did last
freestyle state.
Oh, and that
those kids had more muscle than him.
My name's Adrian. I'm a junior in high school, and my sport is wrestling. The reason I weightlift is because it gets my conditioning in and my endurance, muscle endurance for the matches that get to the third period.
My name's Paxton Alexi, and I like to play basketball. I like it because it's a fun sport and it's just competitive and fun to do, and I've been playing it my whole life. I play it because me and my friends all play it. It's fun with them.
Okay, so this podcast is about, the main topic's working out. So how do you think working out benefits your mental and physical health, Paxton?
It helps with my strength building for basketball, and it helps my discipline for being healthy. What about you, Adrian?
The main thing that helps me with my mental and physical health with working out is basically the same thing what Paxton said, my mental discipline and my dexterity. Even with physical health, it could help with my blood flow to the brain, you know what I mean? What about you, Royce?
It helps, just like what Adrian said, blood flow to the brain, and that's pretty much it.
I'd say mentally it helps me out because it gives me something to look forward to and something to focus on getting better at. And then physically, I think it makes me look better and helps me perform for my sports. And I really care about that. Okay, next up, morning versus evening workouts. Would you guys rather work out in the morning or evening? Royce?
I'd rather work out in the evening because that's when I feel more active, and mornings I usually don't feel as energetic, and it's just easier to be going in the afternoon. And yeah, what about you, Paxton?
I've done both, and I'd say it's easier to do it in the day. Just feels like you have more energy and you're able to work out with all your friends. But in the morning, you're kind of tired. But there's a lot less people, and you could get a lot more done quicker. What about you, Adrian?
Me, personally, I work out in the morning during wrestling season, so I'll get more done during the day. So I have a caffeine intake right before my workout, so I usually go in the morning. But personally, I prefer working out during sunlight hours. So what about you, Jackson? What's your experience with morning and night workouts?
I prefer evening because usually I'm shooting around in the morning. and it gives me something to look forward to for the day. I feel like I have more energy in the evening to the morning, so I feel like I could lift more. So yeah, that's my answer. Three of us wrestle, and one thing that I think we could all agree on is we work out really hard during wrestling. And should just talk about how working out during wrestling helps us discipline-wise and strength-wise. Royce?
Wrestling really helped with my discipline. Like, we started doing new stuff, and would be like carrying some people, firemen's carry down the hall. We'd sometimes get like 25-pound weights carried above our head and start walking the whole hall. Would be like jumping over people, doing monkey rolls. What's that other one? Would be like shooting through people's legs and jumping over them. Frog hops, leopard runs, and that's pretty much it. What about you?
During wrestling season, I'd usually cut 10 pounds. Beginning of the season, I'd cut 10 pounds. Then bi-weekly, I'd cut maybe 4 or 5 pounds, but right before a meet. So cutting weight is pretty darn hard. It's a lot of weight cutting during wrestling and watching your diet. So keeping your diet clean throughout the season would really help. Keeping you energized with proteins, carbs, mostly carbs, because little amount carries a lot further than the carbs would, per se. So I'd rather take the proteins over the carbs, such as chicken, moose meat, fish, beef, and such. So if you're wrestling, I should really recommend you cut out them hot chips, Cheetos, Cheez-Its, anything like that. What about you, Jackson?
I'd say it just switched up my workout style. Like, when I first started lifting, all I did was like the bodybuilding style of lifting. And I think I worked out different muscles by doing just push-ups every day and judos. And wrestling in general is a full-body workout. And another thing, it just builds discipline. Like, when we hold those judos, which are kind of similar to planks, you got people all over the mat wanting to quit, and we're falling down, and we have to be holding up. And I think that builds on the mental side. So when you do get in the gym lifting weights, normally, it's way easier. And when you guys started lifting, did you start lifting at your house, the school gym, or like the public gym? Paxton?
In the school gym, when Mr. Smith would open the gym, I would go with Jackson after school, and we'd work out for like an hour, and it was pretty fun. And there wasn't too many people, and it was like, just meant there's a lot of room, and all the machines were open, so I could just get all my stuff done, and then go home, and it was really nice, and it was fun working out with Jackson and whoever else went. Sometimes Hayden Martin would pull up, but that was like once in a month, but like, this is really fun. And
go with Mr. H, not just him, but a whole class. And it'd be really good. There'd be information from our teacher, our other students who were in the gym, giving us other advice and forms. So that's what I really have with experience. What about you, Royce Akigoga?
I started working out at the YK Fitness. It was pretty fun I didn't expect to see that many people. Like, I mean, I saw Camille. He just started working out over there. And it's been pretty good getting... But, yeah, it's nothing really special. And, yeah.
I started lifting at my house in my bedroom. I'd watch YouTubes on what kind of workouts to do and how to do it with proper form. And I had to come up with my own workouts sometimes because I didn't have certain weights or machines. And I would, once I got more less self-conscious about it, I'd work out in my living room. And then Mr. Smith opened up the gym for us at the high school. And that's when I really got serious with my lifting with Pax and Adrian. We'd go right after school, and, you know, it motivated me to go to school. If I was kind of tired and I didn't want to go, I knew I wasn't old enough to go to the public gym, so I'd have to go to school just to get a lift in. And, yeah, it was pretty fun. Okay, overcoming gym anxiety. When I first started lifting, I was scared to go to the gym because I thought, you know, I'm not as strong as the other people. I'm going to be a little bit embarrassed probably. But what got you guys overcoming gym anxiety?
Personally, for me, overcoming gym anxiety wasn't really a strength thing, worried about how strong I am. It was more of a body, like size difference between me and other people. Seeing other people skinnier than me, it really made me anxious, but I just kept going, you know. My jawline got better. Started mewing. And really got my diet better than it was before, so it just makes it better. What about you, Royce Aguilera?
The way I overcome my gym anxiety is just try not to pay attention to other people or anything, and just try to finish my...
I'd say overcoming gym anxiety. When I first started lifting, I was pretty nervous to go to the gym. But then after my first day lifting, I realized no one's really paying attention. And I started lifting at home, so I thought I already had a pretty decent idea of what I was doing at the gym. So instead of being nervous, I just saw it as an opportunity.
Adrian, what role does music have on your mood during your workout?
Personally, for me, I'd like to listen to music that really gives out the flow. In my work, gives out the flow to me, translates to my workouts, and listen to music you vibe to, bro. What about you, Paxton? What music do you listen to?
Just whatever I'm feeling. Just whatever song I like. Just, I don't know. Just listen to...
It pushes me more, like, while I'm lifting. Sometimes if I'm not listening to music, I'll sit on my phone longer in between sets, or I won't go as hard. So I don't know what it is exactly, but I tend to lift harder and enjoy lifting more when I'm just listening to music. What about you?
Music helps me in the gym because it makes me more hyped and just try to let the music help lifting and everything and just try to go with the flow.
Thank you for listening to Wellness Wednesday, a show about health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Listen online at kyuk.org or tune in live every Wednesday at 10 a.m. right here on KYUK.